This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So it looks like some Arab Americans are urging the voters out there to just ditch Joe Biden. And they want him also to resign, evidently. Folks, this is one of the reasons why we have such weird policies and why we're trying to micromanage Israel to such a great degree in what's happening in Gaza, going after Hamas. I hate to say, there's a lot of politics involved. And the Biden administration, of course, the election year, all this stuff, they kind of wish would just kind of go away so that they could just get back to just trying to get Biden through the election and through the campaign, in the sense that he's got to travel around a lot more. He's got to do a lot of other kind of stuff. Because I don't think that the Rose Garden campaign strategy, maybe they are just kind of ditching that at this point. I think they're going to try to stick to it to some degree, but they realize that that can't be the sole way that they campaign in this election year. That is to have Biden essentially stay in the White House and do, quote, president things in order to show the country he's there, he's working, he's rolling up his sleeves, he's doing his job, this kind of stuff. That would be typically the strategy, because he has a hard time traveling, it would seem. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number two officially launching at this very moment. And we're with you this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And don't forget the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening out there, especially everybody on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, AM 930, of course, also in Sarasota, and everybody listening along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we really appreciate them. They work very hard for the program. It is much appreciated, and we're glad you're there. Head over to GCNlive.com as well if you'd like to pick up live stream for the program, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. And we're hearing from people all over the place, from New York City to Seattle, Washington, to Louisiana, all over the country. And we really appreciate that as well, just to name a few. All right. So once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about as we continue in, through the program this morning. And we did mention about Kamala Harris, but I do want to kind of just fill you in here on what's going on. President Joe Biden, this is from Newsmax, by the way, President Joe Biden is receiving flack from Arab American grassroots organizations, with one calling for him to resign because of his support for Israel, and urging voters to select, quote, uncommitted for Michigan's Democrat presidential primary on February 27th. Arab Americans are feeling betrayed by Biden's support for Israel in its war against Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip, after Hamas massacred more than 1,200 Israeli citizens and took about 250 others, including infants and women, hostage. But Biden has outright called for a ceasefire and has tried to negotiate with Israel for a temporary pause to allow for the return of the remaining hostages, some of whom are believed to be Americans. And I think, folks, unfortunately, more and more hostages may already be deceased. That is unfortunate. I believe that would be the case. The U.S. on Tuesday also vetoed a widely supported UN resolution calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the war, the third time it has vetoed a UN ceasefire resolution. The abandoned Biden National Coalition doesn't appear to want to give Biden any slack. He's got to do the right thing for the party and for the country itself. And he should step down as soon as possible because he's deeply toxic and we will never, ever support him, Hassan Abdel Salam, a member of the coalition, told The Hill on Tuesday. He can't do anything for us to support him. No one can tolerate a policy of death that lasts this long. People have to be held to account. The abandoned Biden movement seeks to withhold votes from Biden in primaries in battleground states such as Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, and Florida, The Hill reported, as a way for pro-Palestinian Americans to protest. Biden won all but Florida in 2020. Well, folks, I got to tell you, this does go into the hopper at the White House and in the campaign for sure. And they are terrified of how this really plays. And so, you know, watch for perhaps some more harsh language and harsh realities for Israel vis-a-vis the Biden administration. And, you know, it's unfortunate because right now what we need is we need real leadership. And we need someone. And is Biden going to come out and say, look, here's why we're supporting Israel? Maybe he'll come out and say something like that. I doubt it. But, folks, we also have the telephone line lighting up here. Get ready. Brace yourselves. I think we got 60 seconds with Todd coming our way. We got Todd in Tampa. Good morning, Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, Kyle. And, by the way, did you see in Kyle's hometown of California where they put a illegal on the elections board? What a the illegal can't vote, but they're on the elections board. What a disgrace California is. Now the Muslims hate in America, which hate America, hate Joe Biden, and the Americans in America hate Joe Biden. Okay, isn't that the only in politics? Did you see, ladies and gentlemen of America, Kevin O'Leary on the Shark Tank saying, what happened to Donald Trump is a disgrace and he's not investing and he knows everyone else isn't investing one penny in New York City because of the corruption over there. And what a disgrace. Don't go to the Masters in Georgia. Don't go to Georgia Bulldog football games. Don't spend any money in Georgia with that disgraceful district attorney on the payroll for George Soros. What a disgrace that is, okay? Joe Biden sucks in America. He's the worst president. Barack Obama, he should be happy. There's one president worse than you, and that's him. And Nikki Haley is a Democrat. And all you Republicans should tell her to get out of the race. She's a Democrat actor. She's a disgrace.
All right.
Donald Trump, let's go to work, baby.
All right, thanks, Todd. Tampa, folks. Like I said, I warned you. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having fun. It is Wednesday. Whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad that you're with us. We're glad to be either riding along with you or right there, wherever you're doing your job, if you're up working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing, or if you're just up with us, of course, across America in the wee hours of the morning, talking about news and politics and everything else in between, listening to some great music and just, you know, Just chilling. That's what we do. But I'll tell you what, folks, we are having a lot of fun, and we have a lot more to talk about as we continue. In just a little bit, we'll be talking with Denise Simon a little before the top of the hour this hour. Then she'll be with us for the remainder, almost the entire hour next hour. And of course, we'll talk with Chris Markowski after that. But one of the things I want to talk to Denise Simon about from FoundersCode.com is this idea that Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, may begin proceedings to try to seize the assets of Donald Trump if he can't pay the $355 million plus, it's over $400 million really with interest, if he can't pay that fine in a timely manner, then they may simply go to start seizing his assets to do that. And our first hour, I was talking about, you know, they may simply have, this might have been the idea the whole time. Maybe this is why, for the cartoonishly absurd fine that was imposed, that nobody, unless somehow you're in the tank or you're, you know, part of the hardcore 30% or something like that, people would say, oh, yeah, that's all right. This is all justifiable. This is what we should be doing. And unfortunately, folks, you know, you have people that are doing this, Letitia James and the judge and so forth, that seem to, I guess maybe they're hiding behind the idea that they're saving our democracy, this kind of thing. But talking about saving things, and by the way, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you want to send us a direct message as well. Well, this from Breitbart, Vice President Kamala Harris is reportedly working to fix the Biden campaign strategy. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. It's, you know, this heroic maneuver that is happening with Kamala Harris. And she's doing this 9 months from Election Day. Harris, whose favorability rating is worse than President Joe Biden's, appears to be positioning herself as an alternative if he decides not. Wait a minute! I thought it was going to be Gavin Newsom was the alternative. Who told Kamala she would be the alternative? I can't imagine. She'll have a lateral move somewhere else. But she appears to be positioning herself as an alternative if he decides not to run for re-election before the Democrat National Convention. Majority of voters say there is no chance they would vote for Biden in 2024. A recent CNN poll found the convention is the only feasible route Harris could take to replace Biden, who is 81. Politico reported a three-step process to this. Number one, Biden must voluntarily step aside before the Democrat National Convention. Delegates to nominate a new candidate at the convention, or I should say delegates nominate a new delegate, a new candidate. I'll get it right. Delegates nominate a new candidate for the convention. There, I got it. And number three, tie loose ends. it sounds a little ominous. I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to leave that right there. I'm not even going to touch that. While pundits speculate, Harris criticized the Biden campaign for often being in a bubble, quote unquote. She aims to rectify the campaign strategy and tactics, according to a recent CNN report. However, some Democrats fear the campaign is past the point of no return. That could be right. More than two dozen sources tell CNN that Harris has been gathering information to help her penetrate what she sometimes refers to as the, quote, bubble of Biden's campaign thinking, telling people she's aiming to use that intelligence to push for changes in strategy and tactics that she hopes will put the ticket in better shape to win. Multiple leading Democrats anxious about a campaign they fear might be stumbling past a point of no return say their conversations with Harris have been a surprising and welcome change. After months of feeling sloughed off by the White House and Biden campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, the bedwetting complaints are running thin with people. Quote-unquote, a person who attended one of the meetings told CNN about the general state of anxiety in Democrat circles. The West Wing and the campaign need to do better. By the way, I don't know. Do they need Kamala Harris or do they just need to bring in Mika Brzezinski? Mika Brzezinski, and we had this quote, I believe, on the Monday morning edition. You know, she was talking about how Biden is wise. He's old, but he's experienced, and he's a successful president. Yesterday in the program, we reported a Democrat strategist who's evidently part of the Lincoln Project is now admonishing Democrats to refer to Joe Biden as a, quote, great president, and not just as an alternative to Donald Trump. So they are really trying to make their whole universe into the reality that they want it to be. But honestly, all that just falls flat, doesn't it? Nobody is going to buy, and maybe I don't even know if Mika does, to be honest. She might not even buy it, but you know, the idea that Biden is wise and accomplished and all this stuff, no. I don't think anybody even remotely thinks like that, but all that is just window dressing now to try to say, look, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain and pay no attention to that because we've got this amazing president. So Harris, back to this article, Harris, known for word salads, announced a nationwide tour in December to proclaim the virtues of the abortion agenda with her first stop on January 22nd, the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Harris appears to believe abortion is an issue that will help Biden defeat former President Donald Trump. The tour was the latest initiative for the vice president. After assuming office, Biden gave Harris the responsibility of securing the U.S. southern border. And we know how that worked out, right? We know exactly how that worked out. In fact, now, of course, we also hear that Kamala Harris is being asked, that she would come in and preside over a Democrat or over the Senate trial, basically, of Alejandro Mayorkas if that does come to trial anytime soon. My feeling is that they'll probably bury it in committee for a long period of time. But wouldn't that be ironic? You have Kamala Harris sitting there presiding over the impeachment trial of the person who is, they're claiming that, well, he hasn't done his job, the border's not secure, the border's a huge problem, and Kamala Harris was the one who was supposed to go and roll up her sleeves and fix that problem early on. And she didn't really do that very well. Well, she didn't do it at all, obviously. She just kind of went down towards South America or something and said, okay, don't come to the United States. Don't come to the United States. And that was that. And, the situation handled. It was all good now. No problem, right? Not at all. So, but at any rate, Kamala Harris is now on to another fantasy land mission, and that is to try to fix the Biden campaign and at the same time position herself as the viable alternative. Folks, they got really desperate in 2020 about Donald Trump, and they did everything they could to cobble together this weird ticket, Biden-Harris. But it's just been so obvious that really neither of them has been up to the job. And again, it is supposed to be a job. And maybe this is what's missing these days, my friends. It's supposed to be first and foremost a job. Donald Trump is the kind of person who wakes up in the morning to go do a job. And what the Democrat Party elite through Harris and Biden are doing, they've just got people there who get up in the morning to just do politics and follow a party line and use the ideological decision-making matrix for every single decision. So that's really what's missing. They can't do the job, but they can do the rhetoric and they can do the politics, all that stuff, the word salad. Trump is the one who actually can get up and go do the job. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com. Helping
you get what you're trying to do. USA News Update. Nikki Haley has pledged to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she has dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. President Biden's brother James will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president on Wednesday. James Biden is set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers has approved a model for the new 12-team playoff, ensuring that the five highest-ranked conference champions will be part of the expanded playoffs this fall. Initially, only Power 5 conference champions were to receive automatic bids. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wednesday edition continues to literally go by at warp speed. So if you see something just sort of whoosh past you, it's us. And definitely latch on to us and come on along, because we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course. This is the best job in the world, everybody. And I have you to thank for that. I really do. It's something I want to make sure that I say many, many different times, because it is the truth. And I really, really enjoy talking with you every morning here on the radio. Six mornings a week, by the way. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, and you can send us a direct message this morning. Find out more about me, the program, and you can definitely do that. You can also, we've got links as well to GCNLive.com if you'd like to pick up the live stream for the program anytime. And especially now, if you're in a place that maybe it's not on a terrestrial radio station and you'd like for it to be, you can always call that radio station, tell them to contact GCN, Genesis Communications, and or you can drop us a line over at KyleWarrenShow.com, and we'll see that it gets forwarded properly. So I'll tell you what, folks, once again, this whole thing in New York, I think the idea of the seizing of assets is going to rear up here soon, if there's no real movement on Donald Trump being able to make good on this fine or the bond or whatever he needs to do in order to get to the next process, which is an appeal. May go all the way to the Supreme Court, would not be surprised. But I can't imagine, unless you were, some, as I said before, somehow in the tank, nobody thinks that this $355 million penalty is legit, okay? We also heard that there were going to be some truckers who were going to refuse to go into New York. This from Newsweek's, truckers pour cold water on the pro-Trump New York boycott, not happening, quote-unquote. Truckers are dispelling Donald Trump supporters amid their efforts to boycott New York following the former president's civil fraud penalties, stating it's, quote-unquote, not happening. Of course, as we know, the judge on Friday, the Trump had to pay $355 million in penalties, on from there. Since the ruling, a number of pro-Trump social media users began urging truckers to boycott New York City by refusing to accept routes into it and potentially disrupting its economy. However, the call for the boycott has made its way across social media over the weekend, sparking other truckers across the U.S. to weigh in on the issue, dispelling the reason why truckers may not want to go to New York. But at any rate, you know, and I understand, by the way, where a lot of these truckers are coming from. Boy, do we ever understand. But I do think that, if it is a disruption in the economy, I think we're going to see something like that. And I think we're going to see something like that because of the commercial real estate business, for one thing. I think Trump's lawyers recently, after this ruling, were already talking about, you know, there may be some real problems coming up, not just in New York, but I think even across the board. I would not be surprised because of the interest rates. Because of also now this freezing effect, this frigid effect that will occur because it has now been demonstrated that if you are not on board politically, that the New York Attorney General evidently, you know, can find some way to make sure that everything just comes crashing down. This is the United States of America. I mean, this is the kind of thing where you would think, no, this doesn't happen here. This isn't what's, you know, how could this be? How can this be allowed to occur? Well, unfortunately, it looks like they've done it, for one thing. And it's not just as Governor Hochul said, well, this isn't really directed at the honest business people of New York City. They have nothing to worry about. Well, I guess you'd have nothing to worry about as long as you don't run for president and criticize the left or criticize the Democrat Party elite. As long as you don't do that, you've really got nothing to worry about. And I'm saying this, and I know that, you know, to some degree, it's almost hilarious, but it's not, because it's actually happening. If this was a movie, everybody would say, well, this is completely unbelievable, and that, you know, this is evil, and I'm so glad it's just a movie, because that can't happen here. Well, unfortunately, it looks like it is. And something else occurred to me, just in parentheses here. You know, I wonder what this looks like 400 years from now, kind of a thing. You know, you can look back in history and you can see the machinations of different political problems and in either the ancient world or even in the medieval world. You know, go back 500 years. What's happening in Europe? What's happening between the, you know, city-states and this kind of thing? And who's doing what to gain advantage and taking out their political opponents and things like that. And we get a little bit, obviously, a little bit of perspective, you know, 400, 500 years into the future, and we kind of look at it and you kind of say, okay, I understand. I mean, this faction was doing this, they made all that up, and they tried to do this, but then the other faction, they got onto it, and then they were able to vanquish their enemy, or they got taken down by it, and it was a travesty because they weren't really guilty of doing what the people had said they did, and they turned the people against them, and you know the story, these kinds of things. So I wonder how this is going to play in the future, where it's going to look like, you know, here you had this guy running for president, and all these forces aligned against him, and it was overkill, and it was over the top, and it was completely, absurd, the amount of of forces that came against one person. The only thing is, the people in the future, I guess they already know what the outcome is. But we're living through it, and we're not going to stand for it, by the way. We're just not. We're going to continue to raise the alarm about it. We're going to continue to point out the absurdity of it. And I really do think that on appeal, that it would get there, for one thing, but it, on appeal, it would be overturned. And a huge message would be sent to those who would try to pervert the use of the law to their own political ends like this. And by the way, again, even if, well, let's just say this gets to the Supreme Court. You know, it may get overturned before then, but you do have a certain makeup of appointees and so forth that's probably going to make that difficult. But let's just say it gets all the way to the Supreme Court, just for sake of argument. Any of these things about Trump gets to the Supreme Court. The ballot measure, all that stuff, the Colorado State Supreme Court decision, stuff like that. It gets to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, this was wrong, we vacate this decision, Donald Trump can be on the ballot, the Amendment, 14th Amendment, Section 3, doesn't apply here, they have misapplied this, and we, you know, say it's null and void, so Donald Trump can be on the ballot. Well, that, you know, if they were to decide that he couldn't be on the ballot, the Democratic Party elite said, that's great, wonderful, we win. But if they don't, if the Supreme Court does the opposite, then they can say, okay, great, now we get to go out and protest about the Supreme Court. This court is illegitimate. This court needs to be packed. We need to have term limits for these justices. We need to impeach some justices. And they would just keep this thing going. So it's most unfortunate because no matter what happens, there's still going to be turmoil. And there's still going to be, you know, these events occurring that are just tearing everything apart. That's not good. That's not what helps us move forward. And that's actually puts us in even worse positions for the things that are happening around the globe, the Middle East, in Russia and Ukraine, over in China vis-a-vis Taiwan. All of these things that are going on get exacerbated and absolutely become a critical mass because you have factions in this country who love to just tear the whole thing apart. And that's just the unfortunate reality of it all. But you know what, folks? You know, I'm not doing this to be doom and gloom, because I am not doom and gloom. But what I am saying is that we have to redouble our own efforts. And we do that through this kind of information that we talk about. We do this about, you know, calling out what's happening and demonstrating the absurdity of it. And we keep this program going, folks, because, yeah, we're trying to tell it like it is. And we're glad that you're there. Stay right there, by the way, because we are coming right back. We've got another great song. And, of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after this short break. Stay right there.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Number two of the program just flying by as always, and we're glad that you're there this morning, glad to be here, of course, Kyle Warren with you, and we've got a lot more to tell you about on the program this morning. We've reached the point here in hour number two where we're going to hear our next great song of the morning, and then after that, of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. But this is a great one. This goes back, I'm going to say back to about 1980, I believe. I believe this is 1980. But this is the one and only, the absolute amazing Pat Benatar and, of course, Neil Giraldo on guitar. They're still out there. They're going strong out there, folks. Giraldo and Benatar. So this is kind of in the Wayback Machine, but it's perfect for this morning, I think. Let's listen in. This is Treat Me Right.
What is it?
And, of course, Neil Giraldo on lead guitar right there. Amazing record. And I remember when that came out and, you know, Pat Benatar started, I think she had Promises in the Dark and songs like that, I think, in the late 70s. But then, of course, this kind of came through and it really did really start establishing her as a major force. In the music business, as a major talent. And, the one thing I had always heard about Pat Benatar is that, you know, she had had vocal training. She trained as a vocalist, basically. Not a rock vocalist, but like as a classical vocalist is what I understand. And a lot of that is really readily apparent. A lot of the vocal layerings that they do, and just, the great quality of her voice. And its dexterity and so forth. Just amazing. And nobody could touch Pat Benatar on that kind of stuff. That was just amazing. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience here in just a few moments. We are going to take a look at some of the precipitation we're seeing out there. Maybe starting to clear out a little bit in Southern California. We still see some there, but it's definitely, I think it's going to start moving out. A little bit north of Los Angeles right now, still. Hanging around up in the Sacramento area, but I-80, this is going to be northeast of Sacramento. You've got some rain and rain mixed with snow, but it looks like that's going to head up a little bit north towards the area of Chico, just west of Chico. Eureka, California, they've got rain right now. Looks like we've got a lot of rain for our friends in Portland. Listener Joan in Seattle's got to be battening down the hatches. Looks like there's all kinds of rain there covering up Interstate 5, almost all the way from Seattle to Portland, so be careful there. Northern Utah up near Salt Lake City, but really north of there, Logan, and then across the border into southern Idaho, you've got all kinds of snow and rain. We've got snow and rain coming out I-80 across the border from Nevada into, the border from Utah, heading west into Nevada up near Elko right now. Lots and lots of snow coming across the interstate there. And if you're coming up from St. George in southern Utah up through almost to Richfield, that area, you've got all kinds of rain and maybe even some snow coming across the interstate there this morning. That's pretty much the precipitation that we're seeing. The only thing rounding that out is up near Rawlins. This is I-80 up in Wyoming. It looks like we got a little bit of snow that's north of there. That could impact the interstate there here before too long. All right. Well, once again, folks, we want you to get there in one piece. And we're also glad to be able to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things, and I know we'll probably talk even more about it on the other side of the top of the hour, but Letitia James in New York is now basically saying, hey, we may just go seize the assets of Donald Trump. Could that have been in the offing all along? I mean, you know, come on, man.
Well, they play it out. I mean, if whatever the penalty is, and obviously it's $350 million, pretty sizable, I'm sure they took a look at his balance sheets and figured out, you know, where he has cash and what his assets are and how he can necessarily meet that in order to appeal. I mean, they know this, and so if he can't do it, they would necessarily have to seize a property.
Right. But I have a feeling that they would, I hate to say, I'm not trying to be too flip about it, but they would enjoy it too much. And they really, you know, but of course this whole fine is so ridiculous on its face to begin with.
Well, of course it is. As I mentioned, Norfolk Southern, the railroad, I think in that train derailment was fined just under that.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
And look at the damage it did.
Right, exactly. And so I don't know that Donald Trump would declare bankruptcy, per se.
No, he can't. He's worth more than that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but again, it just seems like this whole thing, because if he doesn't come up with the money, they can seize the assets, obviously. Now, of course, if they do seize the assets, I wonder if that means it's, quote-unquote, paid, and he can still appeal at that point.
Well, I mean, they're preparing now. I mean, his lawyer is suggesting that he will have that cash, and it has to be in cash. So, and actually, with the interest and whatnot, I think it's actually almost $400 million.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. So, but this sort of drama continues, as it were. But of course, you know, they're trying to derail Trump. They're trying to do all this stuff. And I just think that, you know, even to get to the appeal, he's got to put up this money. And I think a lot of people have a bad taste in their mouth about that as well, because it seems counterintuitive to the way our justice system should work, especially when there seems to have been such a miscarriage here.
Well, I think, you know, even some on the left are saying that it is, you know, way over the top. And you can be sure that the appellate court, you know, they watch the news and they're seeing this. And, you know, so they could hear the case and rule in his favor. I don't know. But with enough pressure, you know, they could do the right thing.
Well, we sure hope so, and we appreciate that very much, Denise. Stay right there. We're going to come back, everybody, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Stay right there. Top of the hour news is next. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Hour number two in the books.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.